Yeah, I mean, so what I'm thinking is, in order to make it real and to also make it something that people care about,
Yeah.
it's got to be something that they're trying to solve,
Yeah.
that the organization is trying to
Yeah.
solve. Either the methods that they're using aren't working or they're not happening fast enough, which I
Right.
think you could say probably about just about anything
Right.
these days. It's not getting the results fast enough. And to make it concrete, something that is really present and tangible for them.
Yes. Yes, absolutely. And another vehicle for it is story. So to
Yeah.
your point, how do we get people to connect in a meaningful way? So first we have to have the vision for it. Like we have to have an understanding, what's the direction that we're trying to get people to go, and why do we think that that's really important? And if just telling somebody, you know, what the vision is and why that's important, we have to do that, but it's not enough to compel people. Otherwise, there's all sorts of different human behaviors that we would do just based on information. So how do we have that vision and set that direction? And then how do we help people connect with it? So it's orchestrating the experiences, and then it's also sharing stories. And the stories are things that we can gather from internal to our organization, things that have happened that now make this an imperative, right? Or now illustrate whatever it is that you want people to connect with about being able to move in that particular direction. So briefly, so a story that I was actually speaking with a couple of folks with on break earlier today was about I've actually been consulting with one of the largest food manufacturing companies in the world. And they're at a point of bringing data analytics into their warehouses and their manufacturing process and being able to use data-informed decisions on all levels of the organization and especially throughout their entire supply chain. So what does that mean? Well, that means that there's now a big global initiative in being able to standardize on technology systems and being able to standardize on global process. And of course, that can be challenging when your business units and your geographic locations, your offices and your facilities are not used to working together in that kind of a cadence. And in this case, you're taking something, in this case, an organization that's been around for decades, and people, in some cases, their families have worked for this organization for generations. So you have a lot of entrenched, right? There's a lot of entrenched systems and knowledge, and this is the way that we do things, and this is who I am, and this is my identity. We talked a lot today about becoming, right? Helping people become. And ourselves included. So in that context, how do we help people understand in like a supply chain, in a manufacturing environment, as one example, that the information that they're handling is just as important and needs to be handled with the same care as we do the physical goods that are going through the supply chain. And the way that we found to really do that was to take stories that we had gathered from internal to the organization by actually going to the Gemba, meaning to go out into, to go where the work is, to go where the work is happening, and talk to people and say, well, why does this matter? Do you have a story of when it's gone right? Do you have a story of when it's gone wrong? And then being able to use those stories to illustrate. And in this case, we were working on track and trace. We were working on traceability and being able to trace back after there'd been a problem with a food. There'd been a consumer notification. And so one of the stories that we found that was really very impactful was about a time when it went really wrong. And if they had had, they, the organization, had had the information that is so critical to be able to trace back what was driving the root cause of a particular problem. Somebody had something that was not supposed to be in their food, that was in their food. If the organization had had the appropriate systems and information at the time and the data and analytics to get that kind of insight, they would have been able to have made a difference to the consumer faster. And so then how, and people at this organization would cringe when we talk about this story, and we weren't there to shame anybody. That was not the intention, but the emotional encoding and the emotional impact is critical because, to your point, you need people to connect in a meaningful way. This is why it's important. And when they feel that emotion, in this case, like I do, like I care about my job and I care about what I do, I don't want that to happen again. And now, if you're telling me that this training that I'm going through, the support that you're providing me, these resources that the organization has invested in to help me now be more attentive to the information flows and the data flows, that's going to help people really be compelled and connect to what it is that you need them to do next.
Yeah, I like that story because it makes it really tangible
yeah.
what the impact is.
Yeah.